most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
As Father's Day is coming up, it turns out there's one gift that fathers might like, but most people don't even think. It's not even on their radar to get it for them. Kelly, are you and your husband parents?
Yes, we are.
All right, so Father's Day is this weekend. And if I asked you what you were going to get your husband for Father's Day, would the thought of getting him flowers even pop into your head?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Do you think that he would not like that?
Nope.
Not at all. Has he ever expressed that he wouldn't want it?
No, he's never said, but I'm just going by my own judgment.
I think I know him. So I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to getting flowers, I would always say they're like a waste of money to me, right? The petals fall off. You got to take care of them. You're giving somebody responsibility. And a lot of times they just remind me how I can't take care of myself, let alone a plant. However, I will say this. I think I've changed my mind that as a dad, I think I would really, truly enjoy getting flowers as a gift. And I say that because the other night, my niece handed me a flower. And something about it had so much love in it. And something felt so, I just melted. And so when I started to think about how I used to hate flowers and getting flowers as a gift and I would never want that.
Right. You changed your mind.
I think I changed my mind. And I think that getting those, and sometimes it's like, oh, I forgot to get you something. Let me grab something at Jewel. Sure. But if somebody got me thoughtful flowers, I think that I would like that more than anything else this year. And I've never said that as a dad.
Wow. I'm wondering how many men would like flowers. Right now you got me thinking. I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great question, Kelly. Chris in Wonder Lake, you're a dad, yes?
Yes.
You got flowers for Father's Day. Would you like that?
I would not. I got to start by saying I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm an old guy. And
You think it's a generational thing, huh?
I do. I totally do. I mean, I don't mean to offend anyone, and I don't want to be offended. But no, I would not be. I would enjoy them because I would enjoy any gift that my children give me. But no, man, give me a pocket knife, a fishing lure, some ammo, you know. But,
All right. You sound like the man's man. I'm the man.
We're a dying breed.
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to have a pocket knife to be a man, but that's okay.
Yes, and I don't even want to go there. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too, Chris. Appreciate your honesty. Nick, Father's Day gift. You get flowers. How are you feeling?
So I think that men being gifted flowers should be more normalized. I personally would like it because as of right now, the first time that most men are gifted flowers in their lifetime is at their funeral.
That's a great point, man. So yeah, how do we even know if you like it or not, right? And I do think the reason people don't think about giving guys flowers is because of these antiquated gender roles, society's rules, situations that just don't apply anymore.
Exactly. I think it should be more normalized, and I think that more men would like it.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Mike, if you're gifted flowers for Father's Day, what are you feeling?
My wife gets me rose bushes every Father's Day to plant outside.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's another kind of twist on that. That might be a way to test the waters with somebody, too. If you don't know if they'll like it, like, get them something that they can plant. Like, oh, look, you're building this thing, honey.
Exactly.
All right. Appreciate your calls. I like that we have a bunch of different opinions on that, too.